Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we are celebrating the Saint, great martyr, Panteleimon, the healer. He was a little boy when his mother had died. She was a Christian, a secret Christian. She was teaching her son Christianity. And yet the father was a pagan, very staunch pagan. And after the mother died, a little taiko was taught by the father all the time to bow down to the pagan gods that he had all over his house. They were very rich people. But then Saint Panteleimon, future Saint Panteleimon, he became older and was sent to school. He learned all the grammar and everything of the pagan time that they had there. And then he was very smart and he was able to finish it with the flying colors, as they would say. And the father sent him to be taught the medicine, and he had assigned him to a famous that time doctor that was taking care of also of the emperor's place. And the young man was so handsome and so good-looking that when he was going with the doctor to the emperor liked him very much, and they wanted him to teach everything about healing so that he would be there in the castle or in the place with the emperor working. But as he was going to the to his teacher from his house, he would pass by a small house. In that little house, there was a priest, Yermavai, was living there, and a few Christians. And the saint, which we celebrated yesterday, his day, he had, in fact, noticed the child or the young man passing by. And he one day he called him up. He, through the grace of God, he figured that he is going to be a great healer and a great Christian. And he called him in, asked him questions, and he told him that his mother was Christian and the father is a staunch pagan worshipper. And the saint Yermavai had told him about Christianity and was teaching him about Christ, how he heals without using any medicine and so on. And he resurrected the dead, and he told him all about Jesus Christ. And the young man one day was sent to by his father to check out something, and as he went out, he saw on the road a child dead, and next to him there was a terrible snake. And Saint Panteleimon, future Saint Panteleimon, first got a little bit scared, but then he says, "Well, let me prove now to myself once and for all who is the real God." And he had looked up in the sky, and he had prayed in such a way. He said that if you are a real, if Jesus Christ, if you are a real God, then make the miracle and resurrect this child, and have the snake to be killed. And sure enough, he said, I will totally accept you and believe in you. And sure enough, as soon as he finished his little prayer, the young man got up and ran home, while the snake just fell apart and double. And so Panteleimon went over to his teacher, the priest, and they told him about it, and the teacher went with him, and they saw the dead snake there, and he explained, said, I want to be baptized, and he baptized him, and they stayed with him for 7 days, and their father was very worried, and didn't see him for 7 days, and so when he comes back, he had told him a story that he was taking care of teacher, he was taking care of a very sick person and stayed with him for 7 days. Well, of course, he was talking about himself without letting the father know about it, that he figured that his soul was very sick and that needed to be healed. And then, of course, well, you probably would be... Probably it was good for you to get the Lives of Saints and read up on it. But he went through all kinds of things, but he had lots of respect and love for his father. He wanted so much for him to be converted, but he didn't want to go against father, so he one time he even thought of destroying all these pagan gods, but then he said, no, it would be better if, to himself, it's better if the father is going to do it himself. And he would give cracks like, Father, tell me, how come these gods are standing? They've been made standing, and they're standing and never sit down and never talk. And the other ones, he would look and say, and look at these ones, they were made sitting and they never get up and they also don't talk. And the father started to question himself about the truth, whether these statues are real gods or not, and he started to lose faith in the gods and stopped bringing so much sacrifices to them and prayers. And then one day a blind man knocks at the door of the saint, and he knocks at the door, and he tells the Pantaleon when he walks in that he went through all kinds of doctoring in the city and no one could help him, and he just squandered all his riches and he has very little left. And Saint Pantaleon says, well, if I heal you, what are you going to give me? And he says, well, I'll give you the rest what I have. And Saint Pantaleon says, no, I don't want anything from you. It is the Lord Jesus Christ is going to cure you, but you take that what you want, promised me, you give it to the poor and the destitute people. Then he touches the eyes of the blind man and invoking the name of Jesus Christ and saying that through the name of Jesus Christ, by his power, be well and see. And he immediately started to see, and his father witnessed that, and he saw that, and he was converted. And the saint took his father to the priest, Yermawai, and he was baptized, and he was so happy that he was able to convert his father. And the father lived for a little while, but not too long, and then the Lord taken him to himself. And since Pantaleon started to give away all the riches and healing every sickness that there was in the city, and if whatever anybody sick, and he would never take anything from the healing. So, of course, people started to cling to him, started to go to them, and the other doctors, they started to get jealous, and then they found out that he was a Christian, and they reported that to the emperor, and the emperor had called him in, and he had talked to the emperor, told him the truth, tried to convert him, but nothing, and the emperor started to torture him, all kinds of torches that he went through, and he went through the fires, he went through, they put him in the in the sea to drown him. They gave him to a whole bunch of animals to be eaten, and they tied him up to a big round wheel with all kinds of blades on it. They did all kinds of things to him, and nothing would be harming Saint Pantaleon, and the Lord would be coming to him in the form of his teacher, Yeremiah the priest, and he would be healing him and doing all kinds of miracles. But you should really study the life of Saint Pantaleon. And anyway, then finally, the final thing was that he was ordered to be taken outside of the city and beheaded. And when they tried to behead, of course, he was praying. And the man that took the sword or the weapon that they used to behead people and swung it at him, and they first tied him to an olive tree, and then they swung at him the weapon became like wax. It just bent and didn't touch the saint. And the soldiers saw that miracle even more than other people, and they were converted, and they didn't want to behead him. But he said to them, "You have to do what you were told, and the Lord is waiting for me." And then they have kissed him all over, and they showed his love for him, and asked for the prayers for them. And one of them then obeyed Saint Pantaleon and chopped off his head. And when his head was chopped off, then milk came out instead of the blood from the head and then the wound. My beloved, he is always there to help us. He is always there to give us a helping to cure our souls, of course, first thing, in the body, when it's needed. But we have to realize that we, the old timers especially, and they have to know that the Lord is all powerful. The Lord can do everything, and he can keep us well, and he could keep us living. But we don't want to be living too long. We want to be going to the kingdom of heaven to meet him and Saint Pantaleon and all the heavenly dwellers. Because there is, we know, we say the creed, and the end of the creed, it says that you're waiting for the life everlasting and for the coming of the Lord. Well, we have to love the Lord, and we have to learn to do that here. And in heaven, there is no sin. There's no one, no anger, no hatred, no sickness, no sorrows, nothing. In the heaven, it's a great, great joy of being together with the Lord himself and the Mother of God and all the angels and Saint Pantaleon and all the saints. And they're waiting for us, my beloved. Let's pay a little less attention to the things of the world, but more attention to the life after. And pray to Saint Pantaleon more often that he would help us as he helped his father to conquer the things of the temporary and to cling to put his heart with the Lord. And this is what we want to do. We want to be with the Lord. Amen. God bless you.